to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. Last pod of the year!
I know. This is the last pod of the year, and I have to be totally transparent here. When we started doing this podcast, I had no idea that we would be able to sustain it even through the first semester. So much so that I was like, we can only record once a month. Well, that once a month turned into twice a month, and that twice a month turned into each week. And it's really brought me joy to record this podcast each and every week. So it's been pretty awesome.
I couldn't agree more. I hope as parents and caregivers, you hear the joy that it brings us to do this weekly podcast for you. We've genuinely had such a fun time, and we hope that that's translated through the speakers to you. And hopefully you found it helpful too, as a way to just keep up with what's going on in our community.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to look forward to in the new year. Lots of information about social emotional health at school. We're going to deep dive into study techniques for students, friendship and relationships with students. When we get back, we definitely hit the ground running hard with kindness and what type of stickers, if any, we want to leave on our peers.
That's good.
So that'll be a hot one that you want to ask your students about as we start to jump into January. But we have some announcements as we get going. But before we announce, first, we've got to send a shout out to all of our students who participated in the Deck the Halls concert. It was amazing. First time ever that we had our kids in three different spaces all over Oaks Christian School.
I also have to give a shout out to our middle school dancers. They participated in our all school dance show last week, and it was unbelievable. So much fun. The audience is electric. They just are having the best time, and their talent is unbelievable. So that was such a treat to get to be a part
of. You know, I saw the dance show, and the only reason why I knew that those were our students and not the high school students is because they performed during chapel. But they were so good. So good. Really enjoyed that. So good. But now, guys, we have the Christmas pageant on December 18th coming up, grades 4 and 5. The cutest, most endearing show ever.
You simply can't miss it.
Cannot miss it. It doesn't matter if you have a fourth and fifth grader. You just have to come.
You gotta go.
It caps the year off. It's so sweet. It's amazing. They've been working really hard. We'd love to have you come support our grades 4 and 5 on December 18th. Check the newsletter for times and locations for that. And also, December marks finals, final exams, final assessments. And with the combination of those final exams and assessments and all the Christmas cheer and all the performances, there's a lot going on, and your students are probably trying to find balance. It's really important that they manage their time well during this Christmas season as we go into finals. We've been preparing our students for weeks now as we get to our final test, but we definitely want to make sure that we have dedicated study area because we want to set ourselves up for success. So we want to have a dedicated study area. We definitely want to take 15 to 20 minute solid chunks of review, reading over, making sure we write out, not type out, but write out some of the things that we need to know. Note cards are good. We have Quizlets. We've got all types of things to help your students study, and we've been going over those the last couple weeks. So if you get a chance, you might want to ask them, what are some of the study tips that have been given to them so that they are successful on their finals? Because when you're listening to this, finals are truly one day away.
They are. It's a race to the end.
Gaia, why don't you tell us, later in the podcast, we're going to have some of our students on talking about their family traditions and growing up and Christmas. And what you guys don't know is Gaia lives for Christmas.
I do.
So because she does, we definitely want to give her an opportunity to tell us a little bit about her traditions growing up. And I'm not sure if any of those have left, but go ahead and share with us some of your traditions.
Thank you, Tammy. I do. If you know me, if we have a friendship or a working relationship at all, you are going to know about my love for not only just Christmas, but the month of December. I think it is such a special month just for tradition and bonding experiences as a family. And, you know, from a social emotional perspective, I can't help but think about how Christmas really ties into the bank account analogy that I love. So I just want to start by explaining what that is, which is if you had like a checking or savings account that you were constantly making deposits into, and let's say over time it had accumulated to $5 million. If you then chose to withdraw $1 million, you probably wouldn't feel it that much. Like, that would be a good chunk of money, but you still would have a remaining $4,000 as a buffer.
$4 million. Yeah.
Close enough, but not at all. Okay. And then let's say you have $5 million in your bank account, but you have to take out $4.5 million for some unexpected expense. You are going to feel that.
Yeah, you are.
Much more, right? So yes. You're going to withdraw the bank account and you're not going to have as much left over. The same thing goes when it comes to having healthy attachment with your children. The more you deposit into the bank, when you have to withdraw from their bank account, be it different responsibilities they have, chores they have, hard conversations that they have to have, which is part of your role as a parent, that's a withdrawal from the bank account. And that's an expected part of parenting. But when you choose to fill the bank account of the time and intention you spend with your child, when you have to make those withdrawals every day, they won't feel as significant because you have such a buffer of relationship with them. So that makes me think of the holidays, because the holidays make me think about tradition. I love Christmas because I love tradition, and I won't bore you with all of the special traditions of my family, but one thing that my family did so incredibly well is that we created so many small traditions over the years that I have come to love Christmas because I know what to expect, and it makes me so happy to even think about going home and participating in those same traditions. So sometimes that is going to church at midnight on Christmas Eve, and when we get out of church, we go get hot chocolate and french fries at IHOP, which is such a fun memory. Reading the Polar Express and Twas the Night Before Christmas growing up. We always got really dressed up and had snacks and went and saw the Christmas lights before going to church. And these are all small things, but because we did them every year, they created such a sense of joy and expectation. So that kind of has led me to creating this concept of why tradition is so important. And I really feel that creating traditions is so important because it creates predictability. Mm-hmm. And children thrive on predictability. When you know what's coming every year, it gives you something to look forward to. And predictability creates safety, right? Mm-hmm. When we get to do the same thing every year, we know what's coming. And as a kid, that brings safety. And then safety brings secure attachment. When a child feels safe in the context of relationship and in their home, they get to have a secure attachment with their caregiver. And I firmly believe that everything, you can conquer anything and everything in the context of a secure attachment and healthy parent-child relationship. So when you're out there making all of your child's dreams come true this December with all of the little and big traditions, and it maybe feels like a fruitless endeavor or an incredibly overwhelming endeavor, I just want to remind you from my own personal experience and as a clinician that these memories that you are making are going to bless your family tenfold, and it's really setting you up to have such a secure attachment and family bond. And I know this is a very, very stressful year for a lot of parents. The things you do behind the scenes are immense, and we understand that. And so this conversation today is not to add to the overwhelm that you need to go create a million more traditions, but really empowering you that the little things, and I think you'll hear that when you hear the student interviews at the end, that their favorite traditions are the small moments that they're spending together as a family. Yeah. So I hope you feel empowered by this message and just reminded that this December you are creating lifelong memories that are going to be some of the things that your children hold on to as they grow into adults.
Thank you, Gaia, for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. And with that being said, we really want to send you out for the rest of the year with a focus on the true meaning of this Christmas season. So Tammy is going to share our verse of the week and the rest of the month with you.
Yeah. So as we end our last podcast of the year, and so excited about next year's season of podcasts, we will leave you with Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's our verse of the week, and I hope that that can carry you through to till January. Mm-hmm. Now you will hear from some of our awesome students about the things that get them excited yeah. about Christmas and the things to come.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. All right, I'm here with a couple of our students, and we're going to be discussing family Christmas traditions. I have a couple family traditions that are really cool. We just went to the Enchanted Forest.
Whoa, where's that?
The Enchanted Forest is in this area called La Cañada. It's called the Descanso Gardens. It was so crazy. Cool. So crazy. They've got like flower gardens and they got trees that are all lit up. It was super fun. So that's one of our family traditions. I do it with everyone in my family, little cousins. It's awesome. Drinking hot apple cider is pretty cool. Why don't you guys tell me some of your family traditions at Christmas?
My family tradition. So today we're about to go to Christmas tree shopping after school, and I like that. And then we have two elves on the shelves, but they're like a little late. So
The elf hasn't shown up yet, but he's coming.
Yeah, but I'm still excited to like just find them sitting somewhere.
Uh huh.
Last time they ate all my chocolate.
Oh my gosh!
It was very
sad.
And
are you like the type of family who get the big, huge tree, or you get a small tree?
Yeah, we get a huge tree.
Big, huge tree. Now, while we're on the subject of trees, I have another student here who has a family tradition, and it's about things that go on the tree. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. So usually every vacation or anywhere that, you know, we really enjoy going as a family, we find a place to get an ornament that kind of represents where we were. So sometimes it'll have photo frames in it and we'll take a photo and put it in, or it'll just have something, you know, that reminds us. So, yeah, the only issue is we have so many ornaments, we have to, you know, get another tree to fit them all on.
So can you tell us where your last ornament was from? Last place you visited okay. and picked up an ornament.
Oh, we went to Disney World Whoa. This spring for my dad's birthday.
Nice.
And so he was really excited. So I think we got actually three ornaments from Disney World.
Wow, three ornaments. That's why you guys got to rack up yeah, those trees, because you got exactly. so many ornaments.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, what are you most excited for this Christmas?
I'm excited to go, because sometimes we go, I mean, not sometimes, but last year, my mom made a tradition where our whole family goes to Home Decor and we get like a ornament
uh-huh.
that we just really like, and then we hang it on the tree. So it's kind of like a custom ornament
Love
that
it.
We pick. And then I'm excited to wake up and to a bunch of presents.
Oh, and, that's exciting.
And they like record it. Like they take a video of us opening the presents, and then sometimes we have family over, and then I'm excited for the dinner, like Christmas dinner,
Ooh,
too.
Nice, nice. And what are you excited for this Christmas?
I'm excited for a lot of things. I love the cold Christmas season.
Yeah?
But one thing there's a lot of things, but I get excited when we make cookies with my family because we have really good recipes, and if we find a new one, we just add it all. So we have all of these cookies.
What's your favorite cookie?
Ooh. My dad has this recipe for meringue peppermint cookies.
Interesting.
And they're really good. It's surprising. But yeah, I really like it. So
I love
fun.
That. I
yeah.
love that. Thanks for sharing that
of
with
course.
Us. So we got a couple other students here, and we've talked about trees. We've talked about ornaments. We've talked about baked goods. Are there any cool traditions that you have in your family that you'd love to share with us?
So, like, every Christmas Eve, we're with our family, and we all have, like, a big dinner together.
I love that. What is your most favorite thing to eat at that dinner?
Not eat, but drink. I like the sparkling apple cider.
Woo! I know. Sparkling apple cider is one of those things that only comes out at, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving or some celebration. So that's a cherishable one. What about you? What are some of your traditions that you'd like to share?
Our whole family, like, we play games.
What type of games?
Like, well, my family's pretty athletic, so we'll probably, like, go play basketball or, like, race, or we'll see who could build the gingerbread house faster.
Oh, so you guys, your Christmas is built on competition.
Yeah.
Oh, so we are competing out here. Who can unwrap a gift the fastest, clean up the fastest, get out in these streets the fastest. Okay, cool. So we're getting close to the end of school, right? Are there any things that are happening at school in the next coming week that you're excited about?
No, not really. I'm not really that excited for the finals.
I that's true. That's a true statement. Finals are coming, and they're not really that exciting, but they do show us what we've learned over the school year.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you excited for that might be happening in the coming week?
Probably Pajama Day.
Pajama Day is exciting. That is coming. Everyone, get out your Santa Claus, your Rudolphs, whatever you got. And I'm sure we'll make that a competition. Last week on our podcast, we talked a little bit about the door decorating. Well, today is the day that they're going to come judge those. So I'm pretty pumped about that. I thank you guys for joining us on our podcast today. I appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in January. And that's the end of our show. That's us in the middle with you.
Merry Christmas.